גויס מני לניסו, אבל מחובה מפני שהיא אפשר להתנלם. אלא בסיסי, היא אפשר.
Why is the אפשר?
It arises the אפשר.
Why can't you very simply just be magnet to you? It's a very simple thing. Very simple thing. To be magnet to you.
So it will be possible. So in other words, so the whole psuk of Mechusat Tzitze is based upon the fact that he couldn't give the whole tree and the get should be kosher. But the Yerushalmi explains it on the basis of the Droshe of Ma'asifa Shubutolush. But according to our Gemara, the Seifa doesn't even mean Seifa. Seifa means first Dvorim, a list of things. Some Mele, we couldn't apply the Droshe. So our Gemara is Chilik on the Droshe of the Yerushalmi. But our Gemara is not Chilik on the Etzem Din, that if he's Makne the tree, and she makes a Kiyan Chazok in the tree, so the get is possible. So why? Because the whole din of Mechusat Tzitze is based upon the psul of being makne the tree. Otherwise it wouldn't be Mechusat Tzitze. So why is it possible? So according to our Gemara, is because it has to be something that is capable. Something that is capable of being delivered miyad liyad. Something that is capable of being delivered. That's the time of the Rosh. And the Rashbo mentions it. Now again, the Masnissim, Kaysim, Mimchubari Kaak, and Rashbo, Kalim, Rashim, Kiks, Nakaak, Ab, Mechusat Lishe, Vafilu, Innosan, Vafilu, Innosan, Lesakaak, Apostle, Mishim, Tchsif, Sefer, Masif, Ami, Yochat, Shubitolush, Afkold, Ava, Shubitolush, Vokasim, Yerushalmi, Viafod, Ab, Digmoram, Brunin, Sefer, Lestrudon, Balmudose, so that's no Kashi. Mikol Mokim, the Afkin, Lushin, Sefer, Komashin, Sefer, Bitolush, Boy, ויש מפורשים, זה איזה שיטי שרוש, משום נחסיב עם נוסם ביודו, דובר עמית מיד ליד, דהיינה תולוש. אורד, סוף. Now the Gemara. Kosvei al cheresh lotzis nokuf. Kosher. Di shokolei di oyud le nilei. So, Tesves, that we learned yesterday, mentioned this Gemara, and Rav Natan mentions a raya from this Gemara, di shokolei di oyud le nilei, that he cannot break off one fragment from the pot and give it to her, because then it will involve the psul of Mechusat Tzitze. That's what Rav Natan mentioned. Right. Al ore shalot tznokuf bayom akosha virove om apostol abayom akosha di shokle di yovnele rove om apostol gzeiro shemayit. So then, the Rashbam mentions a raya neged Rav Natan from this Gemara. So in other words, Rav Natan mentions a raya to his aloche, that it applies to a klav godel also, from the reisha of the memre. And the Rashbam mentions a raya to his din, that the psu of Mechusat Tzitze does not apply to klav godel, from the safe of the memre. And what does Rav Natan say about Rovom Apostle Gzera Shem Yikten, and he mentions Ole Shalotzitz Nokuf, Ole Shalotzitz Nokuf, so it should be the same thing, Ole Shalotzitz Nokuf. So Teisa says Enochanam, the same thing would be Al Ole Shalotzitz Nokuf is also possible. Because Gzeir Shemiyikti. But why does he mention Olesh Hosnokov? To tell us the Chiddush
that according to Abaye, even Anochi is no Kufri Anadris. So in other words, Rabbeinu Tam Shiti is that Einachanam, even Anole Shlotzi, according to Rove, or Paschal like Rove, so it's possible even if you write it Anole Shlotzi Shein Enokov. However, the Ran gives a different terms. The Ran also agrees with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, but then the Kashi is, why does Rove say possible in connection of Ole Shlotzi Snokov? But the Ran doesn't say like Rabbeinu Tam, like Teisa, that Einachanam, that Ho'adin, according to Rovi, is possible al Ole Shlotzi Shein Enokov, but he mentions Ole Shlotzi Snokov to tell us the Chidesh, that according to Abaye, even al Ole Shlotzi Snokov, it's kosher. But according to Rovi, we are gazing even on Ole Shlotzi Snokov, the Ran says something else. Einachanam, if he will be Keitzei, it's an Ole Shlotzi Snokov, then it will be possible with the Reis. But we are not geizer by ole shall otzit is so by an otzit chain in okuf which is tolush. So maybe we don't make the gzeira because then it will look strange. After all, otzit chain in okuf is tolush like anything else, like a piece of parchment. How is it so? So the Chachomim didn't want to be gezer, because if you are going to be gezer by Tolish also, it's only the Vosof. So in other words, so even though the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam have the same Shite, but there is a Machlekes in connection with the knowledge in Otshishim Nokuf whether it will be possible or not possible. So they both agree if he will be gezer, so then it will be possible with Raisi. But whether there is a psul mid rabbonon by Ole Shalotzi Shein Enokov, according to Rabbeinu Tam there is, and according to the Ran there isn't. Alright, now, let's see the Rashi. Dishokol likule otzitz, vein kamechus atzitz, vein lochu shem yishbarach eres, v'yitem lach tiche, v'havalik tzitze, diloi mafzit lele otzitz. You see, now here we see in Rashi Big Chiddush. Now in the Machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says that the psul of Mechutz Aktzitze applies only to Mechuga or Baal Chai. When the Ktzitze is in Chiyusin, from the source of life, but on something that is not animate, not a plant and not an animal, so then the psul of Mechusach Tzitze doesn't apply according to the Rashbam. And he mentions a raya, he mentions a raya from Otzitz Nokuf, and that was Shinokuf. And Rabbeinu Tam says that it applies even to a klav godel also. And Rabbeinu Tam mentions the raya from the reish of the memre. Because the shokele, so in other words, so that means he doesn't say, but he cannot, the shokele v'yoivlinele. So the question is, why does Gemara have to say the shokele v'yoivlinele? Because if it will be ketze, so then it will be post. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said in the Tesis. V'chein Rabbeinu Tam oya machmir, v'dikom abisomuch kosfer achere shalos isnokuf, kosha dishoko yorvelei, v'hod li polik li rove mishm lek li migza, shemo yishbar oatsitz, din derech li shevrei, kmo I bikeren shal poro, d'li gazrinon shemo yikcitz, din derech likcitz, v'davke biole gazrinon, shemo yikteim, we love, all right. So the same thing is mentioned is implicit in Rashi's words. Rashi says the shokel likule otzitz vein kamechus aktzitze. So does Rashi agree with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam or the shita of the Rashbam? If Rashi had agreed with the shita of the Rashbam, So Rashi wouldn't say Vein loche shemu yishba acheretz v'yitin l'achtiche v'havelik tzise l'imatzel otzitz. It doesn't matter. Even if he does cut off, even if he breaks off a portion of the pot, so it's still kosher. So we see from Rashi, definitely that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Natan, the Shita of Rabbi Natan, but Rashi is the Kashi, Monefshach. If in the case where he breaks off a fragment of the pot, it's possible, so even when he does not break off, it should also be possible with Rabbanon, in the same way as when he writes a get on the ole of the and the ole of the otzis nokuf, so it's possible. So he says there, we have to be gazer. He might be tempted to cut off, mashein to tear off, mashein king by a pot. Why should be a prudent person wouldn't break a pot? Some male, we don't have to be gazer. So we see, but if he would break off a fragment of the pot, then it would be possible. So in other words, Rashi Shit is like Amritam. Then Locha Shemi Shebachev Vachtiche Vavle Tzisel Mashal Lotz. The Shokol Lotz Yavnele. Shema Yiktim Ole Vavik Tzitzem Nam Chuba. All right. Otzi Shelachot. Now the Gemara. Otzi Shelachot Zroim Shelachot. Shelachot. Mocha balotzis li balzroim ki yishemoshach kono. Why? Because the otzit, the pat is tolo, it's mitalto. And mitalto ma nikne mishich. Zroim is mechuber. So, mechuber is not nikne mishich. Mechuber is nikne bechazoki. So, meile otzit shalachod, if the otzit belongs to Ruvain, Uzroim shalach, and the Zroim belong to Shimon, and Bochadalot is the Balzroim, Ruven sold the pot to Shimon. So Kim Shemoshachone, the pot is mitalto. Mochadalzroim, the Balotzi, Shimon sold the Zroim, the Mechuber, to Ruven. So is Likonachi Alzek Bizroim. So what we see from this Gemara? That Mishiche by Karak is not king. One could say maybe Mishiche is king, but the reason why it's not king is because B'Mesias is impossible to pull a sode. Can you pull a sode? Can you pull a building? You cannot pull a building. All right, a prefabricated building, so in Shayach, so you have to take it off, and then many people should pull it, but ordinarily. So you can pull it, but Otis Nokuf is the kind of karke that can easily be pulled. Maybe Mashiach is king. So see from this Gemara, it's not a question of mitzias. It's a din. Mashiach is king in mitaltalin. Mashiach is not king in kakoiz. Otis Tuzroim Shalachod. Umochon liachay. Suppose the pot and the plant in the pot belonged to Ruvain, and then he sold the pot with the plant in it to Shimon. Herzig Bizroim. So Konotzis, because of his din of Agif. Vizu ishe Shimon chosim shim achayis, din chosim shim achayim, keftar chazoke. Herzig Biotzis, afotzis likone. Because, achi Herzig Bizroim, because you cannot be kene mitaltoin with chazoke. Rashi. The other Zroim Otzis Abitolu Shemitim Shiche Zroyam Bechaborim Vinim Kikarke Vinikin Bikesev Bishtar Vechazoke Vashi Yarzik in Niki Shehid Adav Chazoke Uvlo Yoiv Moiz Kamayre. Because if he gives money, so then Kark is Nikin Bikesev Yivzuze Mikne Bikesev Herzik Beotzis Vlo Yimosh Chalikne Yisalosa Bishim Ulocha Bim Keimei Afotzis Lo Ikone Ultimately, mikne v'chazoke. Tesis. Otzi shalachot zroim shalachot. O adin davimot lashmir nato, bo otzi zroim shalachot. που είναι ο κατόχε τα φωκά την παλότσις κον ζωή μου την παλότσις και είναι την παλότσις και είναι η ζωή μου λόγικονε αφαλπίσε η πισεχότσι και λέει now why not that's the fish that otsis shalachot Ruvain is the owner of the otsis is titled to the pot and Shimon is titled to the plant to the zroi and so mocha bal zroim li bal otsis is loy kona chi azig zroim that's a chidish because I could argue that mocha bal zroim bal otsis So Mimele, since the Zroim are placed in his Otzit, so Mimele, he should become Samchotza. Kamash or not, like in the beginning, Samchotza. Chotza doesn't mean Chotza. A pocketbook is also a Chotza. Chotza doesn't have to be a carcade, can be metalton, a pocketbook, an envelope is Chotza. You know, there was once a case of a get, a story that happened in Bisalevi, and Reb Chaim was a young boy, 14 years old, he was there. It's a true story. So there was a get, and the husband, I mean, the get was written by the sefer and everything, it was signed by the edi, and then the husband, who was an organized person, he decided to put the get like this. I mean, today it wouldn't be a sign of being organized, but in those days, it probably happened 120 years ago, I mean, or 130 years ago. Abraham was a young boy, or maybe even more. So, in those days, it was an indication that the husband was very organized because he insisted upon putting the get in an envelope. He insisted, okay. Then, so, the dayan wasn't like pity once he put in an envelope, so let him put in an envelope. So then, then the Baal, before even the Dayan, you know, the Beis Halevi wasn't Misada de Gittin, he supervised it, but the Dayan was Misada de Gittin. So the Beis Halevi wasn't even there in the room, and the Dayan did not as yet tell him to give the get. The Dayan probably, if the Dayan had been there in the room, he wouldn't have allowed the Baal to give it to put the get in an envelope. He wouldn't allow, because that's the derech. In other words, you don't give it in an envelope. There's a certain seder. In other words, she puts both hands together and we fold the get, and then she puts it in both hands. But the Dayan walked out from the room, and Reb Chaim was a young boy. He remained, you know, he was curious to see what goes on there. So then, while the Dayan was out of the room, the Beis Halevi was in the room, and the woman was in the room, and the husband was in the room, so the husband was very aggressive and very opinionated. He picked up the get from, and the Edim were there. And they picked up the get from the table, and he had an envelope, and he put it in an envelope, and then he said to his wife that he's going to divorce. Now I'm giving you this get, and take it. So, and he put it on the table, and then the woman picked it up from the table. Then the dying came in. She saw that, what's going on here? I mean, he took the initiative, you know, and did everything himself. while the Dayan is alive or out of the room. So the Dayan said, that he sligitach morabi karp. So Reb Chaim is a young boy, so he didn't have the chutzpah to tell the Dayan please not karp. So he said to the Bisalevi, of course it has, he has to be another Messina, because that's not a Seder. Seder is that the get should not be given in an envelope. That's the Seder. The Seder is that the get should be folded and be put in the two hands. But the Dayan assumed that there was no Gerish altogether. So Reb Chaim said to Bisalevi, and Bisalevi said, you're right. So, of course, that's not the proper thing to give the get. But he says that it's not Ligitach Magabikarke. That's like Kosav lo get vinosam bechatzere viiknes chatzere. Like the morning getting, or Kosav get vinosam beyadavdei. Hey, the hiknoli vinosam shtamatone olof. So he get over chatzere boin keachot. That's chotzer. The envelope is chotzer. The envelope is chotzer. If the Baal, the Mishnah says Nazirik, if the Baal throws the get, the sechalso, into the basket that the women used to wear on the head. So that's chotzer, pocketbook. If it throws it into a pocketbook, it's chotzer. And what is envelope? Envelope is also chotzer. He was marking the envelope with the get to the isha. So the envelope, so even if he gives the envelope, if he puts the get that is inside an envelope, out of the car, okay, but he's marked in the envelope. So it's like putting it on the floor, and then he's marked in the floor. So it gets a chatzir ben kiachot, he's marked in the envelope. So it's gitov chatzir ben kiachot. So an envelope can also be chatzir. But of course, that's not a proper thing. But because the Dayan said, the Dayan didn't realize. He said, "Tligit amorabi karak." Chaim said, "It's not tligit amorabi karak. With the rice, it's not possible. It's not a proper thing. I mean, because there's a certain seder. I mean, how it has to be done. So it has to be done all over again. But it's not tligit amorabi karak because it's gitov chatzir boim kechot. Why did I mention this story? In other words, chotzer doesn't have to be chotzer. Anything can be a chotzer." A kalso, a basket is chotzer, a pocketbook is chotzer, an envelope is also chotzer. So mele, the question is, Teisa says here, Ripuse no katoche, the afal gav di balotzitz keine, even though the bal zroi was makne the zroi into balotzitz, and it is otzitz, so mele he should be keine, so he should be king of the Zoyim without doing the Chazok in the Zoyim because of King Chotze. After Pishim Zichotze Shalom, come on, I don't know. Why no? Because Chotze is only king of Mitalko. Chotze is not king of Kakoiz. Because Chotze is a Yad Yisraboy. Tam Yisraboy. And Yad, the king Yad, is only Shayach by Mitalter, not by Kark. That's the Allah. Herzig Bizroim Konotz. But suppose that he's Kane the Zroim, in other words, if he's the Zroim and the Otzis belong to Ruvein, and then Ruvein is Makne, the pot with the plant in it, to Shimon, and Shimon makes a chazok in the plant, so it's Kene Otzis also, because of Agav, because the pot is Mitalterin, and the Zroim, that's Mechuber, so it's Mitalterin of Kakoiz. Tzorch Iyun, in Tzorch Leim, Aragav Iknik, Moi Be'alme, Kidam Rion, Bifere Kame Dikdushin. Now let's see the Gemara in Dush. ay. The third line from the end of the Omelet, Iboyelu, Binun Tziburim Eloy. Now there's Aloch of Ali, that if a person, Uvei, he is Makne, Litaltali, Agafka Koye is to Shimen, and Shimen makes a Kinyan, Nikakoye is Kene, the Litaltan also. So the Gemara has an abaye where the binyan tzibur. Tzibur means that the metaltalim that are transferred to Shimen are transferred on top of the kakois. What does it mean on top of? Does it mean that bimtzias, the metaltalim have to be located in the kark? Let's say if Ruvain has a field with all kinds of agricultural implements and tools and all kinds of things, or Ruvain owns a house with all kinds of furniture in it, and then he owns a house in Chicago with all kinds of furniture in the house, and he's transferring the house with the furniture that is Tzibui, that is located in that same building, that is Maknim. So then he's Kane, and then Shimon makes a king Hazok in the house. So he's Kane all the furniture also. That's Tziburin, if Binon Tziburin. But Loi Tziburin means, suppose he has furniture in New York. Ruvain has a lot of furniture in New York. And he has a building in Chicago. And the furniture is not placed in that building. But he says to Shimon, I am transferring to you all the furniture I have in my storage in New York on top of the building that I'm transferring to you in Chicago. And then Shimon makes a king Hazoke in the building in Chicago. So really acquire title to the furniture. So that's the Gemara Sabai. Binon Tziburin Eloy. So there is a whole chakra detail in the Gemara. So then the Gemara Daf Chof Zayin, before the two dots, the 18th line from the top. Shmamino lo binon tziburin shman. Binon tziburin bo shman. So that's the maskana of the Gemara. That loy binon tzibur. The kinyan agav is effective even if the metaltalin that is makne agav kakoyis are not placed on top of the kakoyis. The metaltalin are in New York and the kakoyis in the Chicago. So when the kene makes a kinyan chazoke in the Kakoyes in Chicago, he's carrying all the furniture that the Makne was Makne to him, Agif, on top of the Kakoyes in Chicago. The Gemara was Nifin. Then the Gemara has another bai. Iboyelu, mi bein on age voiloi. So tziburin we don't require. But does he have to spell out age from top of? In other words, in order to be kene, the furniture, along with the building, with the house, he has to spell it out. I am makne to you the furniture on top of. He has to spell it out. But if he doesn't spell it out, not, or maybe loy bin an agifik. In other words, he can just say, I am makne to you the building and I am makne to you furniture. But he doesn't say, I am makne to you the furniture on top of the building. He's also game. Bin an agif loy. Toshma diktone kohane loikotone agif, because all the prices, the mishnas, the Gemara I mentioned before. So the Gemara says, "Tamecha kone mikotone elo adoma kone ochaname adoma agif." Then the Gemara says, "Vihilchase tziburim loibinon agavu knibi." So the Gemara says, "Vihilchase tziburim, he doesn't have to be." You can be makne mitaltna gavka koyes. You can be makne mitaltna gavka koyes without spelling out the expression. I am makne to you the mitaltlin on top of. If he says, I am makne to you kakoyes, I am makne to you mitaltlin. So he's came without spelling it out on top of. So here there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Not Rashi, I'm sorry, not Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Tesis have the same shite, but I mean the same shite. Rashi here doesn't say anything, but in Bava Kamma we see that Rashi shite is like Tesis shite. According to Tesis, so when the Gemara says, "Vehilchase tziburim loy binon rash," Tesis and the Rambam, there's a machlekes. According to Tesis, when the Gemara says, "Vehilchase tziburim loy binon agav ukni binon," so it means that tziburim doesn't have to be, but agav ukni it has to be, and agav ukni has to spell out on top of, and if it doesn't spell out, it's not effective. Even in the case where the mitaltlin happened to be located on the karka that is marked, he still has to spell out on top of. In other words, even when he's marked to him, let's say, this building with all the furniture, but he says, I marked to you this building, and I marked to you the furniture in this building, but he doesn't say on top of the building, so he's not king. The Rambam Shite is different. The Rambam Shite is the Hilchase Tziburim Loibinon. So the key and agif is effective even if it's not located on top of the kakoyes. But in such a case where it's not located on top of the kakoyes, then he has to spell out. Mashain Kaini, the furniture happens to be located on top of the kakoyes, he doesn't have to say, I makne to you on top of the kakoyes. Now let's see, there is a problem. Dalet, Perigov, Yulchas, Mithura, Aloch, Mithura. Yeah, private chitta is like tezvis. Halacha perigimul v'chas mechir halacha ches. Hamakne karka mitalpelin keachot kivin shekona karka b'kesef v'bishdar v'chazoke niknam talpelin moed. Bein shor yishneim b'mecher oi b'matone. Bein shemocha mitalpelin nosan karka. Bein shemocha karka nosan mitalpelin. Kivin shekona karka konan talpelin. That doesn't make any difference. The kakois can be matone and the mitalpelin can be bimecha or vice versa. As long as he's makne both, so there is a king, and if he does a king and the karke, he's kene the mitalpelin as well. But medvon amorin, kishehoyo eson am taltelin tziburin beise karke. Avo im hoyo b'makmacheria. So sheyim alei knei mitalten ala kark. So in other words, he explains the Gemara, aga tzibulin loy bino. But in that case where it's not tzibulin, it's aga for knibi. But if it is tzibulin, we don't even need aga for kni. Afil hoyo ha mitaltelin bimdina acheres v'om alei knei yiso. Al gabi karka pleni is kibim shekona ha karka nikna mitaltelin af al pishin is tzibulin b'seicho v'im loy oma knei agav karka loy kone. So the Rambam says that only when it's not tzibulin he has to spell out agav on top of, but if it's tzibulin he doesn't have to spell out agav. Omar Avrom ze ahefra shekosa bin tzibulin shirin tzibulin in machver. Die Schmeizel im Erzie. Elo leilom. Schmeize limechvie. Limechvie doesn't appear that way. Elo leilom. Agafu knibinon. Afilu bitziburimbo. Diloi. Heche paskele milse veoma avilchas agafu knibinon. Ziburim loibinon. Vorzini ziburim binon. Vagaf loibinon. That's kind of shame. In other words, so the Raivet is chelik and the Raivet is chelik and the Rambam. Now let's see the Tezvis. Herze bizroyim konoti tzor chiyoni tzor chleim haraga vokni kumoi bealme kid amrinu mfer kamri gedushin oi shemo hocha loi tzor Lizroim. So from this thesis alone we can see the thesis is chelik and the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, when is there a requirement that he should spell out agaf on top of? Only when it's not tziburin. But here it is certainly an inyan of tziburin. Here it is an early together. That together the otzis, the pat, and the Zroim are together, so it's a bullying. So still, Tezvah says, as a Shaila, maybe here it doesn't require a bullying, because, I'm sorry, maybe here doesn't require Agavukni. Tzorchim Agavukni, k'mi ba'al mekna, mefekam yidushin, o yishem ho'och alei tzorch, t'chidin di tzorich otzitz lizroim, is both like Avzroim. But if he had the Shittas Rambam, so we don't have to have recourse to that, because Tzorich, because they are together. They're together. So both like V'chin gabi shtar, kiv v'sheherzik b'kara k'nikna shtar b'chol mokim shu. So mele, why? So just as the halacha is that if somebody is makne the a sode to the chavere, and then he gives him a shtar and the sode, so then when he's kene the sode, so mimele he's kene the shtar also, he doesn't get shtar. I mean, you can ask, why do we have to resort to the term of shtar afsere darehu, let him be kene the shtar mimele because of chotzer? But suppose the chotzer is chotzer shin mishtameres. So there are all kinds of situations where the king of Chotza wouldn't apply. But here there is a special, is a special aloha, the shtar afsevedarehu, because the shtar is a concomitant of the field. Some moment he's kane the field, he's kane the shtar also, as if he had received the shtar in his hand. So here too you could say a similar lomdes, since this loin and the part are integrated and united together like one thing, so the mele, the part becomes a pertinent and bottom to the to the zoin, or maybe not, because over there there is aloch of shtar afser edarim. Mashiachin here, even though they are integrated and united and one, so one does not become bottled to the other. But anyway, we see from this tesis, this is here, the tesis is chilek on the Rambam, tesis agrees with the Rive. But here he has a suffix, maybe because one is sorry to the other, so mainly it becomes bottled to the other. Alright, next piece of the mark. Nokvi bi'oretz v'neifi b'chutz l'oretz. In other words, suppose you have an otzis nokuf, and an otzis nokuf, if it is placed in the otzis soil, some mele, any zroim, any plants, any peres that grow in that otzis nokuf, is considered like peres that grow on a tree, because otzis nokuf is mechuba. So no kvibogets vinis, but suppose the pot is a big pot. Let's say the pot is a big pot. And let's say in here there is an ekif. And it is placed in the borderline between the Archisroim and Chutzlords. Suppose here is the borderline. Here is the borderline, and here he places the pot. So the pot with the nekev is placed completely in the outer soil, but the branches overhang in chutzlots, and you have peres on the branches with the, on the nave, where the nave is completely in chutzlots. So the question is, those peres that overhang in chutzlots, but the nekev of the pot is in the outer soil, are those pears that he reaps those pears, and from the nave that is in Chutzlorets are the chayvim tumis of Ma'isra Sona. So there is a machlekes between Abay and Rav. No kibon v'chorot az Abay yomar bosanei kvaz linon, Rav omar bosanei feyaz linon. In other words, according to Abaye, so the determining factor is where the nekev is placed. If the nekev, the hole in the pot, is placed in Eretz Yisrael, so mele, that means that all the unique of all the peres is comes from Eretz Yisrael, so it's peres Eretz Yisrael, so it's chayv. Or that's what Abaye says. Mm-hmm. Since the nave is in Chutzloret, so mele the peres and that grow and that nave are potter of Tumas Maizres. They are within of peres Chutzloret. So be the Ashri Kulao Melikli. If it is a tree, not an otis nokuf, Ashri means rooted. In other words, if it is mamish a tree, suppose you plant a tree at the borderline between the soil and chutzlars, and the branches of that tree overhang the chutzlars. So everybody's made, even Rove, that the peres are higher than Tumas Maizres, because they are mamish rooted in it has roots in the karka of the soil. Be the ashrish laun le plige that basan ne basan nok fi azlino. Let's see the rash. Oh, k Kiplige bizloy ashish. Let's see the Rashi. No kibor nefe chuslores shoye munach la gvul vazroi neite chuslotis chusloi gvul bosa no kfe azlin shem shomu yeini vichai vimai seir bosa neife azlin upotam na mai sem na teiro bichuslores bidi ashres chuslinekim bisir kakas ishoel kol alma lipli glazlin in su bosa neif oil bichuba mamish borets umish mamish borets. Now, let's see the tastes. Posanokve as linon, limandoma beyova reite, bidalas, bikishus, not alas, kishus. Dalas is gold, kishus is cucumbers. Kishus and tun blotzich in inokov, viozo chutz lotzits, hatome bitumosi batoye bitaros. Tasteless mentions the Gemara chum, but actually it's a it's a Mishneh Nukzi, but we'll see the Gemara in Chum also. All right. Kufra. Kufra Fres in Chum. Omar Abai in Chum, Daf Kufra Fres in Chum. The seventh line from the end of the Amid. Is it true or is it out? Hay Omar, Omar Abaye, Hay Omar, Kishe Shenoto Beotzitz, Mishne Nukzi, Pelveis Mishne Tes, Kishe Shenoto Beotzitz, cucumbers that were planted in a notzitz. Now, I don't want to say Otsnok for Otshinok because there is a machlekes. Most Rishayim apply it to an Otshinok. Except, I mean, Teisves, the Raive, the Rash, apply it to an Otshinok. But except the Rambam, he applies it in Otshinok. But Teisves, the Raive, and the Rash apply it to an Otshinok. So let's explain it. As the notis shein in okuf, so that's dolosh. If cucumbers were planted in an unperforated pot, so that's dolosh. Now tolosh is mikabel tumi. If cucumbers are planted in a notis nokuf, so it's like cucumbers that go on the kark. So if Isheretz will come in contact with it, they might become Tomei. Mechuba cannot be Mekabel Tumi. So that's issue. I mean, there's no shail about that. That if cucumbers grow in a perforated pot, Isheretz contaminated. He do not become Tomei. But because it's Mechuba, but in an unperforated pot, if Isheretz comes in contact, it become them. Here, kishe shenot abotis, and not a chain in okuf. But the igdilo, the branches of that otzi chain in okuf, extended and it came outside, and it's sometimes when it's not very extensive, so it doesn't protrude outside. It's not re'e pnei avir. It's not to the avir re'epnei akarg, but if the branches extend very much, so suppose this is otzit shein okuf, and they are branches and they hang out outside, so then Tanakame says v'gdilo yosachus lotzit steyo. So then all the cucumbers cannot become contaminated when Isheretz comes in contact with them. Because Ma'avire Korobu, through the Avir, they'll absorb Yinike. Through the Avir, because they are exposed to the Karka, Oilo, so Mele, they'll absorb certain Yinike.
from the karka outside, mimele they are considered mechuba. Mimele they are considered mechuba. That's how the Rash, the Raive Teis is explained. So kishishenot abotzis, vigdil of yotzochus lootzis there. So according to Nekame, even a Nazi chain enough, which has a din of tolush, that's only if it's confined, if the pairs are confined within the teich of the part. But the moment it extends outside and it's exposed to the karka or elon, so then it absorbs yinike from that karka elon, and it becomes all the pairs become mechuber, not only the pairs that face the karka elon, even the pairs that are confined within the otis also becomes mechuber. Omer apshimen v'chimati volitai elatomei bitumosei v'toya bitarosei. Reb Shimon is chelik, whereas according to the Nekame, so the Nosi Shein Nokuf, if it extends outside and it's chelik niyakarki, so that converts all the pairs, not only the pairs that are chelik niyakarki, even the pairs that are confined within the otzis, into Mechubea. Reb Shimon says no, the pairs that face the karko elon, they have a din of mechuba, though the peiris that are confined within teich otzis have a din of tosh. So the peiris that face the karko elom, if isheres touches them, so it's toer, because they have a din of mechuba. They face the karko elom, so they absorb unique. But the peiris that are confined within the otzis, they don't get yinike from the karko elom, so mimele they are not mechuber, they are tolush, so mimele if sheretz touches them, they become tolush. According to Nekame, everything is mechuber. Now let's see the Mishneh in Uktz. Teis this quotes the Gemara in Chum.
Do the pairs have to be touching the ground when
No, they don't have to touch.
They still get,
as long as they are exposed
to the ground, and they still
and
get.
There is nothing that intervenes, just avir, air. So it's considered as if they are touching.
And it's the same thing with an Nazi, it's not cool.
In other words, air is a good medium of unique. If there is something that is mafsis, of course, they can't get unique from the carmel, but if the only thing that intervenes is air. Air is a good medium of unique.
The same thing by notes, it's not good that's off the ground.
One second. We'll soon see about it. According to all the Rishonim, except the Rambam, by our tznokuf, it's not shayach, we don't have to resort to it. Because then it's mechuber at the very outset.
Really?
Yes.
Does it matter how high it is off the ground? Like if it's 6 feet off the ground, is that any different?
I don't think so. I don't think it matters. I mean, you'll start asking me questions. Suppose it's 1,000 miles above the ground. So I don't think, but in other words, I don't think that even if it's 10 tefachim above the ground, that will interrupt the yinik. But I cannot be sure. Now, per base of Uktzin Mishne Tes, Kishe Shenoto Votzis, Vigdilo Vyotso Chutz Lotzis, Steyo, Omarak. So everything becomes Mechuba. Even the pairs that are confined within the pot. Omarab Shimen Mati Vulitayo Atomit Mosva Toyo. In other words, the pairs that face the Karka Elon, so that historia, that becomes mechuba, but the pairs that are confined within the pot, the pot, if they are tome, if a charis touches them, they become tome.
Now let's see the Rash. Shnota Botzit Sheini Nokuf. There's the Rash. There's the Rash, there's the Raya, the Stasis. I think this Rashi she tells. But let's see how the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah looks and explains it. Kishezora kishes bichli eino mitam. So what do you mean kishezora kishes? He means it's a Nazi snokov. He says mechuber. Kishezora kishes bichli eino mitam o batzmo. Batzmo choso. Kioich lino mitam inachat lishosim nakarke. כמו שבאנו בראשון של מכשירים. ואומר רב שמען, so the Rambam explains that it applies it to a Nazi snokuf. A Nazi snokuf. So why does it say that the Igdila v'yotzachus lotzis is there? It's a Nazi snokuf. So at the very outset it is mechuber. It's not going to get the unique from the Karko Eilom upon which it stands, because there is a hole in the pot. There is contact with the Karko Eilom. So it absorbs all the minerals, everything from the Karko Eilom. Some mele is mechuber, so it cannot be mikabel to me. Why does it mention the Yotzochus Lotzis? No, it's a chiddush. Because one could argue, and Rav Shimon does argue, one could argue that as long as it doesn't extend outside, so then all the unique comes from the karka beneath, so mele it's tame. But the moment it extends, so then it gets certain unique from the avir also. I mean, in other words, because it needs, you know, I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, a plant in order to grow needs air. So mele, it gets a substantial portion of unique from the avia. So mele, maybe, then it will not be mechuber anymore. I could argue that way. So kamashmulon, that in spite of the fact that it extends, the branches extend outside, and it gets some nike from the avir, but it still continues to be mechuber. Rav Shimon says, Omer Rav Shimon, mativo litayer el atomi bitumosei v'atoyer yoch. Rav Shimon Mechalki says, if certain peiros extend outside, so those peiros that extend outside, that according to Rav Shimon is tame, because then the peiros that are exposed outside and face the karka eilam, so they don't get all their unique from the karka beneath where the pot stands. Mashink in the peiros that are confined within the otzitz, they remain mechuber. Of course, we pass them like the rabbonim, like Tanakam. Let's see how the Rambam passes that din in Chastum Esochlin, Lamed, Perik Veis, in Chastum Esochlin, Alochetes. פרק ויש מרשתום השוכן הלוך התס כישה שנוטו בוציס והגדילו אף על פי שיוצא חוץ לוציס אינו מקבל הסתום פסקנס לי רבו אנטה נקם אמר אברום אין כאן אף על פי. Why does he say אין כאן אף על פי? Because the Raya that agrees with Tesis and the Rash that the Mishnah is referenced to Nazi שאין נוקוף So what kind of an FLP is it? But the Rambam, he agrees with his pshat in the Perusha Mishneh, that the Mishneh is referenced to Notch Snokov. So until it extends outside, so no question, there's a din poshut, no shaila, because they're not. So until, as long as all the pears are confined within the orchids, within the pots of mele, all the inike comes from the kark beneath. There is nothing that it gets from the air. From the air, or not nothing, I mean very little. Very little, of course, there is this. This is a scientific fact. I mean, it must have oxygen. I mean, it cannot grow, but not very much. But the moment it extends outside, then it gets more and more. It absorbs certain things from the avir. From the avir, maybe it will not be mechuber. So, afal pi sheyotza chutz leotzit, in the kabbalistim. So what is the pshat? This lishit aside. This lishit aside. Now we can see the case. But so not frazzling. Mimando mabe evareite bikishe samituin bortishen inokuv. You see how he says? Bortishen inokuv. This is lishit aside. V'yotzo chutzliotiz hatomi bitumosei v'atoya bitarosei v'atoya bitarosei. So that's Reb Shimon. So ha'adin, according to Reb Shimon, in otziz means b'chutzlorez v'nei finiti la'orez. So then we say Dimahane Yinika Saneif Yinneif Gufe. Just as Reb Shimon says, there it's not a question of soil, chutzlorets, it's a question of mechuber or tolush. So if cucumbers grow in Otishenok, so they are tolush, but then certain the peres that extend outside have a din of mechuber, and they are toyer. So mele, why? Because me avire korob. So mele, the peres. So mele, they become a chuber. So the same thing would apply to the case if a notis nokuf bechutz loretz. Vinei til eretz. So mele through avire korob. So it will become a chuber to the ores, the karka ores. So mele will be chayv to mizemaisas. The mehane yinika saneif yineiv gufei v'chayv b'maisa v'chayv b'maisa. So mikol mokei l'chshive yinika saneif k'yinika sherash do l'mitare yinika saneif ma shebiseich oratzitz v'hochem m'chayv neif mach masyinika sik. Now what he says, come this Gemara, there is a strong kashe against the Rambam. The Rambam shita is in the Mishneh, all the Rishonim explain the Mishneh, of kishes shenoto biotzitz. Viotzochutz vigdilo viotzochutz loritz teiro, they applied it, so Rashi and Tesis and Raved and Rash, they all apply it to an otzishenok. So at the very outset it had a din of tolush, but because it extended outside and through the avir it's re-epnei karke, so we say mavir ekorobu, and it gets unique from the karka it faces, and it converts all the pears, according to Nekame, passing to Nekame, even the pears that are confined within the otzis, it converts them into mechuber. It converts them into mechuber. So that means because of mavire korob. So that's consistent with our Gemara. Here we have a machlekes. Nokvi boretz v'neif v'chutz loretz. Abai oma bosa neif v'azlinan. Rov oma bosa neif v'azlinan. So and we pass like Rov. So that means that Here, in view of the fact that the nave is in Chutz Loretz, so that everything becomes Peiris Chutz Loretz. Why me Avirekop? But according to the Rambam, that this Mishnei Nukzi has reference to a Nortzi Tznokv, but a Nortzi Shemin Okuv, then it goes without saying that even if it extends outside, since it is grows in an unperforated pot, some melee it's tolu, so it doesn't become converted into mechuber by virtue of the fact that the nave hangs out in and faces the karka. Some melee, why does Rove say Nokvi Boretz Nefi Bechutz Loretz? So Rove says, and the Rambam himself passes, was a Nefi Aslinon. Why was a Nefi Aslinon? After all, the Nekef is so it's part of Tumis Maisres. Why is it part of Tumis Maisres? Because it gets the Yinike from Chutzlo. So here the Rove says Nokvi Boretz Nefi Bechutz Loretz. So until it extended outside and faced the Karka Chutz Loretz, so it was hiding from the Maestros. But the moment extends outside and it faces the Karka Chutz Loretz, so then it gets the unique from Karka Chutz Loretz, some mele, all the peiris are part of the Maestros, some mele. So we see that there is a loch of Mavire Korobu, that they become, that they absorb the unique from Karka Chutz Loretz. Some mele, so it's a raya like the shita of the Raivet and the Rash and Teisves, that even a Nazi chain in Okuf, so it wasn't Mechuber at the very outset, but the moment it extends outside and it was unique through the avir from the Karka beneath, some mele it should become Mechuber and it should be it should be toyer. And the Rambam says only about its Nokuf when it extends. So even if it extends outside, it remains toyer. But Otzishenokuf, it doesn't matter how far it stretches outside, it doesn't become Mechuber. Why? There is no aloha of Mavire Korobu on the Rambam. If there is no aloha of Mavire Korobu, according to the Rambam, why does Rove say, Posanef has linen, and the peiris are potter of Tumis and Isis? And the Rambam passes like Rove. Let's see the Rambam. Rove, Pirkalev, Milchus Tumis Halacha Chavei. Now it's not rooted as a tree. So until it extended outside to Chutz Loretz, it was chayvin to Mesamaisi, because it got its unique from the Karkas soil. But the moment it extends outside, it gets its unique from the Karka Chutz Loretz, because it's exposed. It's exposed and faces the Karka Chutz Loretz. Someone of Shech, if it gets its unique, it should be considered Mechuba L'Chutz Loretz. So there's the Kashi that everybody is asking against the Rambam. Against the Rambam, from this Gemara. So my father, when we discussed months ago in the winter, when we discussed the Sugi of Tznok of Amul HaChagav, he said this, I mentioned this Rambam also. But now I'll just mention it in connection with this Rambam, not in connection with the Sugi of Tznok of Amul HaChagav. So my father says one simple thing, that according to the Rambam, there is also a loch of Ma'avir HaKorobu. But according to this verse, some Avira Korobu implies two things. First of all, if the Otzi stretches out side and it faces the Karka beneath, so then it absorbs Yinike from the Karka beneath and it becomes Mechuber to the Karka beneath. According to the Rambam, the halach of Avir Karobi only implies that it absorbs Yinik, but Mechuber it doesn't become. Why doesn't it become Mechuber? Because it's Mechuber means attached. So if a plant stands al gabi karaka, it's a perforated part. So then it gets the Yinike from the karaka beneath, and it has contact with the karaka. There is nothing that is mafsid, that it intervenes. So then, if it, as long as it gets Yinike, it becomes Mechuba also. But when it is an unperforated part, so it and it stands on the karaka, so it doesn't get Yinike from the karaka beneath upon which it stands. But it extends. So true Mavira Karobo, so implies that it gets Yinike from the karaka beneath, but Mechuba it isn't. Mechuba it isn't. So Ligabe Tumis Maisres, it's not important whether it's Mechuba to karaka as you saw or not. There is halacha in order to be chayiv in Tumis Maisres, so the peiros, as they grow, they have to be considered attached to the karaka Eretz Yisrael. In order to be chayiv in Tumas Maisras, they have to be peiros Eretz Yisrael. What is peiros Eretz Yisrael means? That they grew as a result of the yinike that they absorbed from the karaka Eretz Yisrael. Some mele nokvei be'aretz v'neifei b'chutz la'aretz v'neifei b'chutz la'aretz. So then, since it faces the extended branches, face the karka chutzlores, so they get a substantial unique from the karka chutzlores beneath. So mainly they're not considered peiros Eretz Yisrael because the predominant unique is received from the karka chutzlores, not from the karka Eretz Yisrael. Some mele, they are potter of Tumas Maisras, because whether to be chayv in Tumas Maisras does not depend whether they are mechuba to karaka Eretz Yisrael or to karaka Chutz La'aretz. Even if it's not mechuba to karaka Chutz La'aretz, but it gets its substantial unique, it absorbs minerals, certain substances from the karka Chutz La'aretz, some mele, and even the fact that they absorb oxygen from the avir of Chutz La'aretz, that in itself makes it into peiros Chutz La'aretz. So it's not chayv Tumas Maisras. But Ligabi Tume, the important thing is it mechuber? Is it attached to the karka, or it's not attached to the karka? Some mele, if it's a notish nokuf, so then it's considered mechuber. But if it's a notish sheni nokuf, it's not mechuber to the karka upon which it stands, because it's unperforated. So then, but it extends outside, so it draws unique from the karka beneath, but there is another that is mafsik. Some mele, it doesn't have a sheni mechuber. So mele, that's why ba'otzi shel nokuv, they do not acquire ishem mechuber. So if isharas comes in contact with them, so it's done. In other words, there is a distinction between chiyuv of intumis ma'isras that based upon the fact that they get yinike from the karka Eretz Yisrael, and if they get their substantial nike from the karka Chutz La'aretz, so it's potter of Tumas Maisras. The same thing according to Rove would be true inversely. Suppose it's nokvi b'chutz la'aretz v'neifei neiti la'aretz, so then all the peiros will be chayev, even though it's mechuber to Chutz La'aretz, but the yinike is primarily from the karka of Eretz Yisrael, so they are considered peiros Eretz Yisrael. Mashein ki ligabi tume, it doesn't matter whether they get the yinike from the karka beneath or they get the yinike from the soil in the pot. The important thing is, are they attached? So then, if it stands, if it's an unperforated pot, some melee, it's not attached to the karka upon which the pot stands, because it's unperforated. So, and but it gets the nike from the karka where it extends, so that makes the peiros from the karka where it's mavir korabu, but it doesn't become mechuber to that karka. So mimele, if it's not mechuber, so if sheretz comes in contact with them, it's mekabel. ובדעשש לפליגה ועתנן שתי גיני זו אגב זו ירגמנטיים. You have two gardens, one on upper level and one on a lower level. So let's see the Rashi. שתי גיני זו אגב זו וזו אלצו זו וכעקו איזה אחז גבי יום מחוותו וגידו שלו זוקו והירגמנטיים וגידו רק גבויו. So suppose you have two gardens. One garden you have here on the lower level, on the floor here. And then you have another garden on the upper level, the table here. So suppose you have soil that grow on the upper level, but then the branches overhang and go the overhang and down on the lower level carpet. שתי גיני זו אגב זו וזו איתו זו וכעקו יישא אחר כדו מחר אותו וגידו שלו זו קוב והירג בינתיים וגידו רק בואי here on the table, and then it extends from the table, it extends the branches like this וירג בינתיים רב מאיר אינר של אליינס לשלם בנמומנס. Who is the owner of those vegetables? The owner of the upper level garden, or the owner of the lower level garden? Rav Meir in Mashal Elyon. Rav Meir says that the owner of the upper level garden, and here it's not dealing with the Notzis Nokov, but with the tree mamish, Yevi tree, where the Ashrosh is. Rab Yudah ima shal tachtein. So let's see the Rashi. Shtegin izo rab zuvi zuvi tl zuvi kakko yis ahaz gavim hachavad yis lo zokva yar bintayim gidar agweyo de achshu von nishr bitakko yis shalelien vinei vi bavir shal tachtein. So Rab Meir ima shalelien shalelien, in other words, that bosar ashroshe. And Rab Yudah says no, shal tachtein bosar neifei. So we see that Rabbi Yudah, even Beashrish, holds that the predominant, the machria, is the neif. As Lino was a neif. So why do you say Beashrish Litlige? According to Rabbi Yudah, he says Shal Tachtein, that the determining factor is the Tachtein, where the neif is, not where the Ashrosh is. Hosting to the time, Omer Reb Meir, Mayim Yitzelin Litle Sofrein Kanyerek, Omer Reb Yudah, Mayim Yitzel Tachtel Mal Siginose Offerein Kanyerek. Giton the time is in Yitzel Tachtel Mal Siginose. So the reason is why Reb Yudah says that it belongs to Tachtel, not because Bosanefe has Limon, because in the Mobiness, since he's in a position to destroy all the plants, suppose he fills up, he'll bring trucks with sand, and then he'll fill up, he'll make a whole mountain of sand from the lower level to the upper level. That will kill all the branches and all the pears. So since he's in a position to destroy them, by doing something on his property at all, he's the owner, he can do whatever he wants. He's the owner of the lower level garden, so he wants to fill it up with soil, with sand, I mean, up to the upper level and even more, that's his business. So Mimele, dead gives him a right to the Peiros also, since he's in a position by exercising ownership in his property to destroy the Zroim that were Nishresh in the upper level, so Mimele becomes a Bailim over the Zroim. Time she has a tartle, Malinose, Yodlim, Vikarein, Liarakaze, Zerebolab, Mishumato, and Sane. Vakati, the Ashish, Likiga, Vatan, Yilm, Sosibor, Sosbechuslor, Tevuhum, Robin, Zebazet, the Rebbe, Rashim Gamurin, I got to be Hugh of Hive, I got to be Tur Potter, my love, Mixa Snavy Borets, and Mixa Snavy Bechuslor. So we see that the Nave is a Machria. Loi miksa shoroshim boretz, and miksa shoroshim chus loretz. So there is da shoroshe in the Eretz and the chus loretz. So why does Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel say, Agodl b'chiyuf chayev, v'agodl b'ptur poter? Why it should be merodin zeh b'zeh? After all, the unique is, it's rooted in both places, so there is in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, so it should be a chiyuv and ptur morov in zeh b'zeh. The mafsik tzunme. Rav Shimon will not be chelik in a case where there is no vak that is interposed between the roots that are in Eretz Yisrael and the roots of Chutz Laaretz. He is chelik in the case where there is a vak. Let's say here is Eretz Yisrael, here is Chutz Laaretz, and there are roots here and there are roots here, but there is a vak in between. So the question is, does it interrupt the Yenutke, the vak, as if there had been two separate trees, or not? So, my time the Rebbe, the Hadre Arve, there is an intermingling of Yenike. In spite of the Iraq, my commitment, Masavara Virami Balbu, Masavara Lhude Koye, Vile Hude Koye Hagodin and Kit Tevu Humro, the Bazin Hopir Bilization, Mixus Minora, Chutevu, Mr. Mahutla, Shohum, Vishal Mikim is Areves, Nafkimish, Mask, Mitevu Vade, all of them, Nahir Laptur, Limen Altevu Vadai, Hagod Bahumas, Israel, Mixus Navy, Rapishikos, Rosha Boris, Behuzlores, Almazlin Basanev, my time there, Shimima, I go to Behu of Haye, Valai, Niki Shoshin, Malisrav, the Holapri, Vishir Shay. Iverze, Malin Schaff, Prishe Iverze, the Mafsik Tsunme, Shen Sela, Mavdo Bemsa Shrosh Mafsik and Adagez, I'll crap Shimon, Luyank, and Ode, the Mahadre Arve, Shaitz, Nagez, or Milo, Sholim, Masvam, Vim Balba, Shikomashish, and Shrosh and Bikarka, have a move to Hoshios Lavir, who move from Valve, Yankwadode, Masavara Vire, Loyme Valbe, Loyal Visirakarka, would be Sela, Shin Matsmia, whom you hear, the Hosh Roshavats, Soil, Commandos, Obersane. That's just one piece of Gemara. Rabbi Yudim Emsei Reimer. Omer Rafriye Barasim Shmeidi Ule Gimu Eiresi. Matze Cheife Vidiftere. Matze Kimashmoi. Dele Moliach Lili Komach Loyopitz. That's a crude piece of air, of hide, that was not processed in any way. It wasn't processed with chemicals, and it wasn't floured, and it wasn't even salted. Crude. A crude piece of air. So that is called matzah. Years ago, about 100 years ago, so there was a big scientist, there was a big master, and he was a little knowledgeable in halacha also, Professor Chaim Zelig Slunimsky. He was called Professor because in those days, you know, he was professor, he was a big scientist. So, and he was a little knowledgeable in halacha, he learned in his young days. But, and he was a shina mitzvah too, but he had certain arrogant tendencies. liked to mix in Alochim Yonim, because he was a scientist, so he liked to mix in Alochim Yonim. But it's a Shema Mitzvah, so he used to write in the journals, you know, like a Tzfira, a Peles, you know, all kinds of journals, you know, in those days. So he once said that the practice, when we bake matzahs for Pesach, we, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, we're not allowed to put in any salt in the dough. When you bake matzahs for Pesach, you can't put in any salt. So he said there's no basis, because scientifically, so salt is not machmitz. Salt is not machmitz. And he criticized this practice. So then Alexander Meshel Lapides answered him. He was Rovin Rasei. So he was one of the Dilei Hador, Alexander Meshel Lapides. So he answered him, and he said that this din that is mentioned in Yochanan Aruch, that you cannot put in salt in the matzah dough for Pesach, has a mocker in this Gemara. Because this Gemara says, Omar Afchiya Parasim Shmei Diule, Gimu Eresi, Matzeh Cheife V'Difter, Matzeh Kimashmoy, Dulmoliach Udlikomich Udlikapitz. It's neither processed with chemicals, nor is it floured, nor is it salted. That's why it's called matzah. But matzah was the shaykhahs of matzah. Obviously, because a matzah cannot be salted. That's why the Chachomim coined the expression matzah. They gave a piece of air that is loy moliach loy komich loy opitz. Moliach loy komich loy opitz. And then, years later, so certain chemists discovered that the salt expedites the fermentation process of the dough. All right. V'may yilchaseh l'isoy Shabbos v'chamo shiurei. So what's nafkemine? Matzi. What's nafkemine l'dine? What's called? In other words, the Gabi Meitzi Shabbos, in order to be Chayev, he has to be Meitzi, a substantial, something that has a substantial size. Whether it has a substantial size or not, depends upon the nature of the substance. So let's say Matzeh, so its size, what determines whether it is something substantial or not, it cannot be determined. To be determined in terms of how many psukim you could write on it, because on a matzeh you couldn't write anything. So is it, what can it be used for? Not for writing. A matzeh could only be used as a wrapping for a weight. Then if it is large enough to wrap up a small weight in those days, so then it's considered a davar choshuv, and if somebody is meitzi b'shabes, so it's chay v'chatos, so it's rav v'chay v'chatos. V'chamo vatzi mishkotano, and by kirive de rive, dipum pedisa, it's a certain kind of a unit of weight. It was 1/16, a fourth of a fourth, so it's 1/16 of a certain larger weight, whatever. Chayfe, what's the other piece of air that is called chayfe? Dimoliach. So then it cannot be called matzi, because it's salted. Matzi means that it's not salted. V'loy komer, but not flour. V'loy op, it's not processed with chemicals. L'may ilchase, l'itzoy Shabbos, v'cham shurei. Then it can be used for writing. But not tzvatirat film mezuzes. It can... and not tzvatirat from mezuzas, and not even any other thing, not even a get. So v'chamo l'ichus tzoshah v'chamo shurei k'itnam eir k'dila'asis kameya diftere. That's another piece of air. So you still couldn't write Sivatira through mezuzas, that she can write only on cloth. But diphtere is moliach v'komich, but not processed with chemicals, with gullet. So my hilchase, lisa Shabbos, v'chale shuure, k'lichlov saget. Okay, so we'll leave it here. Now on Sunday, so we should be able to cover up to the Mishnah Hakol Kshirim Lehovei Saget. All right. The Gemara, Afkhov Beis Amid Aleph, the second line from the end of the Amid. Chachom Machshir. So there is a machleket between Rabbi Yudben Kseire and the Chachomim as to whether a get that was written on Diftar. Diftar means parchment that was salted, was floured, but was not processed with chemicals. So Mimele, with chemicals, with garnet. So Mimele, it is Yochel Yizdaif. It is possible to erase it and then write something else, and no one will know the difference. So Aksaf Yochel Yizdaif. So Rabbi Yudben Kseire says that the get is possible, and the Chachom say it's kosher. Chachom Machshir, Man Chachomi, Omar Rebelozo Ba'Meire. Rebelozo, he the Omar Redi Misere Kars. The Tane of the Mishnah, the Chachomi, that's Rebelozo. What?
Rabbi Elezer with a Yud?
No, there is Rebelozo. There should be a Yud, but anyway, I don't see a Yud here. So it's Rablozo Latane. Anyway, it's Rablozo Latane. Rablozo Latane, in other words, because there is a machleket between Rablozo and Reb Meir as to whether it's Chsime Karse or Misire Karse. So Rablozo, the Reb Meir says that the Chachomim in the Mishneh represent the view of Rablozo Latane. Now let's see the Rashi. So here there is a machlekes, but according to Rav Meir, the Yachsime Karase, so he get that was written on Shtar She Yochel Yizdaif is possible. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Why is it possible? The Gemara says that according to Rav Meir, so it's possible. That's Rav Yudah ben Kseira. Rav Yudah ben Kseira. That's Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Meir that they are simikas. But according to Rashi, it's only possible because of a sofik. Maybe there was a zif. In other words, so according to Rav Lezer, they are simikas. So we must have a misir. So maybe if we must have a misir, so then the misir will come to Besdin, so Besdin will ask them. Now the halacha is that when he gets his nimsa b'fnei the misira, so the misira have to read the contents of the get. They have to read it. So when the get is nimsa b'fnei the misira, so the one who is misada the get, so tells the misira to read the get. So they know exactly what was written in the get. If there is a tnai, so they remember it. So in Mela there is no choshe. Maybe there were sins, it's Iksaf Yochel Yizdaif, it was written on Amechek or on Diftere, so it is possible that there was a Tnai, and then the Isha raised it, the Tnai, because she wants that Besdin should think that she is divorced unconditionally, and no one will know the difference, because they themselves know the difference. Mashainkin according to Rav Meir, who says it Simekarse, so we don't need a Yemisir. Some Mele, the Ishe will produce the get. He'll produce the get before Besdin with the Yechsime, and then Besdin will give her a heter because they'll assume there was no Tnai, and maybe there was a Tnai. So that's why, according to Rav Meir, so shtar sheyochel is, I get sheyochel is, die if it's possible. not because of an intrinsic psul, but because of isophic. Maybe there was something, and she erased it, and we don't know the difference. But suppose Edim Sire, the Geta Teyachsin, but suppose Edim Sire come to Bezn, and Edim Sire say that they read. I mean, suppose the Yachsine are themselves the Yachsine. Usually it is like that. Why should we be marbe in Edim? I mean, the same Yachsine can be the Yachsine. And suppose they come to Bezn and they say, we read it before it was Nimsa, and we see it now, and it's exactly the same. There is not one word more or one word less. So then, according to Rashi, even a little bit of Reb Meir, it would be kosher. But Tesis is chelik. Tesis says no. According to Reb Meir, the Yachsime Karse, so then it has to be Muchach Miteche. So Mimele, even if the Yachsime are the Yachsime, and the Yachsime who are also the Yachsime, come to Bezn and they testify that it was Nimsa Bifneim, and they read it just a minute before it was Nimsa, and they know that it is the same get, not one letter more, not one letter less. So according to Reb Meir, it will still be possible with rice, because since Reb Meir holds it, it has to be muchach mitech. Everything must be apparent and verified and determined through the get itself, without recourse to oral test.